In Paris, more than 100,000 people turned out Sunday to denounce a rise in anti-Semitism and march in solidarity with French Jews, the largest Jewish community in Europe. France also has Europe's largest Muslim population, and the country has been on edge since the October 7th Hamas attack and Israel's bombardment of Gaza. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
French political leaders from across the spectrum, including two former presidents, sang the French national anthem as they marched behind a banner reading, "For the Republic, Against Anti-Semitism." People of all backgrounds and generations took part. 35-year-old Michael Dusen says he's not Jewish and not very political, but he's horrified by the sudden rise in anti-Semitic acts.
Today is a day that is not about politics, in my opinion. It's not a day about Israel or a geopolitical situation. In my opinion, it's a day about respect of fundamental human values.
This Mideast conflict has upended traditional French politics. That was clear by who took part in the march and who didn't. Far-right leader Marine Le Pen came out to march, telling French TV, "We are exactly where we should be." Le Pen has worked to legitimize the once extremist party founded by her father, a known anti-Semite. The far left boycotted the march. France unbowed party leader Jean-Luc Mélenchon even called participants supporters of the civilian massacre in Gaza. President Emmanuel Macron is walking a tightrope. While he has consistently proclaimed France's support for Israel, he is also the first European leader to call for a ceasefire, and he wants to see the two-state solution revived. 45-year-old Aurélie Seba says her family came to the march because they're Jewish and because they're French citizens and should not have to live in fear. We are nostalgic for the France where we don't have to remove the mezuzah from our doors, she says, or take our last name off food delivery apps. But Seba says seeing this huge crowd, especially all those who aren't Jewish, is heartening. What's happening is clearly worrying to everyone, she says. Thank goodness. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.